A man is on the run in Auckland tonight after police describe a brutal stabbing of a man in Mount Albert. They have named the suspect they're looking for. He is 22-year-old Christian Etuaiti. He's wanted in relation to the death of a man on Tuesday night. Now, our reporter Louise Tanuth joins us live in the studio with the latest. Louise, what have the police said about this?
Well, police say that a man was killed on Tuesday night in the Mount Albert area, and they have actually released today the suspect, which is 22-year-old Christian Etuaiti. And the man's body was found on Tuesday night on a walkway in a residential area. Now, we were there today. It's your typical suburban area, a walkway near two schools in that area as well. There were people out walking their dogs, people out with children and parents just walking the streets as usual. And I should mention school students walking to and from school at that time. Now, the man's body was found on Tuesday night, and it's been described as a brutal attack. He was killed by a knife with several stab wounds, and Detective Inspector Chris Barry made this plea today.
We do consider Mr. Etuaiti to be a danger. The public is being advised not to approach him. If you do see Etuaiti, please phone 111 immediately.
And what details have the police given about the man who died?
So it's been stated that the man died at about 6:45pm on Tuesday night. His body was found on that walkway. Now, they haven't been able to give much indication or any information about the man. He's not been able to be named by police, and they say they won't be releasing that just yet, nor have they released his age. It's stated that the suspect and the victim were not known to each other, so police have ruled that out. They have received info overnight, so last night, from the public about the suspect. That's how it came to their attention. And he is known in the Sandringham and West Auckland area. Now, anyone helping to hide him could be prosecuted by police, but they're also encouraging anyone that has any kind of information to come forward.
And what are they saying to people who live in that area? As you say, very suburban schools and community centre as well there.
Yes, yeah, so as we've established, it's an extremely residential area, two key schools in that area. Now, Mount Albert Grammar has issued a statement to students and parents. They're urging all students not to walk alone, to walk in groups, not to wear AirPods, and to be extremely aware of their surroundings. And that was also again reiterated by Detective Inspector Chris Barry again today to the general public.
We would advise people, if they are walking in the area, particularly at night, to use well-lit areas, walk with a friend or another person, and just to be aware of their environment.
Thanks, Louise. So that's Louise Tanuth with the latest on that fatal stabbing. And we will put a link to the picture of the suspect on our webpage.